Hello, PhD Pending listeners, and welcome back to another season of PhD Pending. We took a long season break this time, but now we are back with brand new episodes all about different aspects of PhD life.
I think on reflection, you know, it's a lot of work. Like when you kind of say it out loud, you know, it's basically working 7 days a week. But, you know, the PhD was a real kind of passion project, so it doesn't always feel like work.
The chances in the lab courses I supervised for students to set themselves on fire were slim, but I wouldn't put it past all of them.
I would have never thought of myself as an entrepreneur, but the more that, like with us starting this business, and the more that like even the academic process and like going through the PhD has shown me, is I am particularly well skilled to be able to tackle, and I am kind of a natural entrepreneur.
We discuss anything and everything from transferable PhD skills to finishing the PhD in 3 instead of 4 years. And of course, we'll travel again in our PhDs Worldwide series, where we learn about different PhD systems across the globe.
We have the French speaking and the English speaking, and it's a big country, so for sure there's differences among the province, but there's some stuff that are basically the same.
We have a lot of firsts waiting for you once again this season, and I can already tell you that the season finale will be the biggest and most revealing yet.
So today's episode is a very special one to me because I get to sit down with my PhD supervisor, Dr. Alan Gibbs, for a big supervisor special.
So if you want to be the first to listen to our new episodes, you can sign up now to our Patreon for early access and exclusive bonus content every month. For more updates, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at @PhDPendingPod. And if you have a question, you can always email us under phdpendingpod@gmail.com.